Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Always wanted to hear the real deal when it comes to fitness, health, nutrition, and physical well-being? This is Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha Makia.
What's cracking? What's really good?
They don't pull any punches. You'll only get the truth about how you get healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. And now, here's Tasha Makia and Big Dave.
So during the COVID, fitness apps went up by 20% when it comes to downloading. And I know that you want to know what are the top fitness apps. So today we're going to talk about it. I'm Tasha Makia. That's Big Dave. And welcome to Big Dave's Power Half Hour. All right, Big Dave. So a lot of people have been downloading the new fitness apps. And like we said, you know, during the COVID, fitness downloads went up by 20%. Now it's up by 50%.
Huge.
And so we've been getting a lot of emails, a lot of private messages like, hey, Big Dave, when are you going to make your own fitness app? First of all, you need to make one.
My fitness app would be McDonald's or Taco Bell in the morning, McDonald's for lunch.
Because of how huge he is.
It'd be the trash can app.
But it is true. We're going to cover some of the fitness apps that we think are top notch. And then, of course, you guys can always let us know in the comments what do you think about these apps.
Yeah, especially if you like try it.
Yeah.
If you try it, we'd love the feedback.
And, oh, yes.
You know, we want to know if you were discouraged. We want to know if you just said the hell with it after the second day. I'm not doing this.
And then also.
Real talk. Like, be honest because we really want that feedback.
And I want to know, like, for me, I know there's some fitness apps that people are raving about. And I'm like, I just don't feel like I need to jump on and calculate or throw in my stuff. Some of them make me feel like, hey, you're taking care of yourself. You're doing good. And I like the ones that make me feel like that. But then there's some apps that make you feel like this is like a job. And it's.
And I think that's the problem is that some of them are so intricate
right. That,
you know, if you miss charting one or two meals,
you're
going to screw yourself. And it's almost like, you know, I have all these things going on in life. And now with COVID and everything like that, it's kind of like, you know, if you have kids or whatever it may be.
Your life may be crazy.
Yes. To try and sit there and chart food and look up caloric intakes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then if you miss a day or two, does that totally set you back?
Some people are different, though.
Right. And so some people can be completely diligent with it and they have that, you know, that military, you know, diligence mindset. Whereas some people are just kind of scatterbrained all over.
Yeah.
And, you know, you try and put them on something like that. Plus, some of them have fees, some of them don't. So it's almost like, you know, hopefully we can kind of dissect them and break it down to people that need like a really advanced app or just the simplest app known to man or bitterly just basically doing nothing and writing on a piece of paper.
I mean, I did that in the beginning.
I started that way too.
But I did like the fact that it was holding me accountable and telling me what I needed more at the end of the week. So today, we're pretty much going to break them down and we're going to start with Big Dave and see what he has coming in at number one.
So I think number one right now, and I think that you guys have probably seen all the commercials on TV because they're really, really huge into marketing. They have very big pockets, would be Noom, N-O-O-M.
Okay.
It's all over the internet, Instagram, Facebook, all your social media platforms. Noom.com is where you can go and see a lot of what the program platform is and how it works.
Yeah.
It is basically an app that was designed by psychologists to help reset your habits.
Okay.
And, you know, Peyton Manning is one of my biggest mentors, idols.
Yeah.
He always said that anything you do for 10,000 hours, you become a professional at. So if you're in the gym for 10,000 hours, you prep food for 10,000 hours. God knows I've spent more than 10,000 hours in the gym. At least I hope it shows somewhat, except my belly right now. But in all honesty, what they're trying to do with this specific app, which is kind of different than a lot of the apps out there, is they're trying to reset your whole psyche to get into that mindset, mind-body connection with the food, the diet, the sups, and just everyday life.
Oh, so it's just not like, hey, put your food
in me.
No,
it's not. It's not really like deeper. A MyFitnessPal or a calorie counter app, which okay. You love
MyFitnessPal. Yes, I love MyFitnessPal.
And they have numerous, different type of MyFitnessPal. But yeah. The Noom app, it tracks calories. It helps a beginner basically build up to tracking calories, exercise. Doctors are behind it. It's to help you basically, use the app to your utmost ability for your specific daily lifestyle. So if you have kids, you're single, whatever you're going through.
Yeah, no matter what.
It targets and plugs you into that and then basically helps set goals and mindset.
That's incredible. So it gets deeper than just the food. It says right here, they have one-on-one coaching.
Yeah, they have one-on-one coaching. They have doctors available to you that are experts, board-certified doctors that is usually very rare to find on an app.
Right.
I've known a lot of the apps because obviously this is what I do. So I try and stay up to current because there are so many out there, and hopefully
really
with what we're doing today on the show, we can help break it down so you
Narrow
guys can
down.
Figure out
yeah.
which one. It is a subscription-based. You have a 14-day trial.
Okay.
And then after that, it is $59 a month or $99. Let me get this right here.
That baby got the calculator
It's $59 a month yep. or it's $199. And the annual fee for the year.
Oh, okay.
So obviously the $200, I mean, let's break it down to $200. It's going to be better. So I don't know. We'll figure that out, what it breaks down to. But
yeah.
it's definitely comparable to like a Weight Watchers, WW, which they renamed themselves to rebrand. Mm-hmm. Oprah's behind WW, which is huge because that's a great app as well. But
yeah,
Noom really kind of goes into your daily lifestyle mm-hmm. and helps you build a diet and exercise program around what you do. So that being said, that's why I picked it as number one. Definitely go online, research it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff on it.
I'm looking at it right now as you're talking about it.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff on it. And like I said, I like that one the best. There's diet coaches on there, virtual coaches, training packages, and all that's included in the fee monthly.
That's awesome.
So if you wanted to do like a virtual trainer, like, you didn't want to go to the gym, you could do it at the house, stuff like that,
yeah.
downloads, all that kind of stuff.
Right. Even though we're coming out of COVID, some people aren't too comfortable with that, but this sounds like it would be ideal for someone who's not ready.
It's a very intricate app, but it's very simplistic. I went on there. I literally signed up for the trial just to see how it would be to input my stuff and things like that. And it was really cool. It was
He's
very
like,
simplistic.
Taj, you got to sign up for
Noom. I think I'm going to have my wife do it and check it out. Like I said, anytime you see a lot of apps on TV and radio and stuff like that, a lot of these companies will usually spend millions of dollars for advertising, which means that they're not usually the best app for you. But this specific one, I like the best.
Well, I was shocked because I was catching up on Real Housewives of New York.
Oh, God.
And I saw the Noom commercial, and it wasn't just like, hey, it's a cool new app, throw your food in, let's find out what you're doing.
Right.
It was like, hey, we care about you. We want to make sure you are your best you. Let's go. So Noom will be Dave's number one.
I think that's my number one. What's your number one?
My number one will be MyFitnessPal.
And that was my number two.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great
minds
think alike.
I love MyFitnessPal. I actually found it on accident, and I think it's really neat when you're tagging or pretty much throwing your macros, your proteins, your fats and things like that. But it's so simple and it's easy for everybody. You don't have to. It doesn't beat you up for not logging in your food where you get those daily reminders.
And that's been one of the longest going apps.
Yeah.
It's been one of the longest. It was one of the first ones to come out when the apps really started hitting, when smartphones kind of got developed.
And they update it regularly.
And there is so many different platforms. Yeah. They have a premium now has a fee. But a lot of the MyFitnessPal apps
that you
probably research as well, a lot of them are free.
Yeah.
And they're very intricate. I don't know if you notice that as well.
Yeah, they are. They're super cheap. Like, mine is free.
Okay.
And I normally get, like, little ads that pop up, which I don't mind. But if you want to pay, like, the premium monthly is $9.99.
Yep, I saw that as well.
And then if you're looking to do, like, the premium yearly is $79.99. But not for nothing, a full year of helping you get your food together.
Yeah.
No matter what app you pick, we're just giving you the best ideal ones today. Mm-hmm. But I like MyFitnessPal because I think it's definitely worth it.
And their database is massive.
Dude, so
everybody's adding to it daily.
And it's neat because you can also get along with other people and chat and
like
push each other.
Right?
I love that about it too. And then they also have a section like if you only have a certain amount of ingredients and you want to make something healthy but you're hungry like now, they have little recipe plans in there where they can help you with that too. So I like FitnessPal because it's not complicated and it doesn't send me notifications like, hey, you didn't track your breakfast or your lunch or your snack.
Right.
If I get to tracking on my food at the end of the night, it doesn't hold me accountable and it doesn't beat me in the head with notifications, making me feel bad about it. So I just love MyFitnessPal. I think it's the best and it's the easiest fitness app for anybody to use, whether you're a young adult or an older adult. I think it's convenient, it's easy, and it doesn't stress you out.
And the platform's nice for beginner to really advanced, because I know so many people in my aspect that compete and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They still use that app to this day for the last 10, 15 years.
Right.
It is. It's very, and like I said, that database is so like what Tosh was saying, I'll add to that.
Yeah.
Every day, and literally every minute of the day, I mean, that app is worldwide. Most of these apps are clearly worldwide.
It's huge.
So the database grows every minute, every 5 minutes, every hour.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, you can find the most outlandish food at restaurants that you think that's not going to be on there. It's on there.
It's on there.
And, you know, you just have to basically be really careful just to equate, like, what you would eat, whether it's ounces or grams or whatever.
Yeah.
It will calculate that for you as well in MyFitnessPal. So that's the nice thing about it is it's such an easy platform. So agree with you.
And like,
like I said, mine was number two.
No matter where you travel, like when I went out to Turks, it's funny because I think the location helps you. Oh, you're here?
Uh-huh.
So then we're going to grab that and put it in. And just so you know, MyFitnessPal is pretty much developed and created by Under Armour.
Yeah. Oh, really?
So, okay. A lot of people are like, hey, I want to know who it's made by. Well, listen, they're the number three on Apple, so they're a great
They know what they're doing,
damn
clearly.
App, all right? Yep. So who you got coming in next? I'm excited about
this. So I did that as my number two, so technically it'd be my number three. It's called Swarkit. Sworkit. Sworkit is, it was an app basically designed for any level of person getting into training, dieting, just overall fitness.
Okay.
It was created by three trainers that created this app, and basically they're very, very prominent, you know, prevalent trainers that have been in the game for a long time. It also does do a 2-week trial.
Ooh.
It's a $59 a month. $59 a year, $9.99 a month.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit cheaper. I don't think that Sworkit goes into the database like a Noom or a MyFitnessPal.
Okay.
But it's definitely one of those apps that is completely designed and simplistic for the beginner, all the way up to intermediate and advanced.
Okay.
I basically went on and signed in and checked it out and put my input in it, and it put out a 5,500 to 6,000 calorie diet for me for gaining weight, lean muscle, cardio, workouts, gave me some different workout ideas.
It sounds intense.
And the database was huge, and it is nice because they're using a database that basically users can add to their database. So, like, for someone like myself, if I wanted to put a chest workout in there or an arm workout or a circuit in there, I can upload that into their database. Their trainers will check it out. If they like it, they're going to put it out on the app. And they'll put my name on it or whatever handle.
So they give you your credit for that.
Yeah, so
awesome.
It's really cool. And basically, they'll put that out there. So it's kind of a shareable interface, I guess is the best way to put it. But that's definitely one I like. It was very simplistic to use.
Yeah.
And it was one of the top in the Very Well Fit, which is a huge training-based app that we all use as professional trainers. It's
I NCAA. Think that's awesome.
Yeah,
though.
NCAA uses it. NSCA, ACE. Those are the professional certifications that we have as trainers.
Yeah.
And most of your gyms, ACE, AAAI, NSCA, those are the prevalent ones, and they're basically on there as one of the ones they support.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, it was good. And it's funny because Very Well Fit picked MyFitnessPal as their overall number one app.
Did they?
Yeah. Number one was MyFitnessPal. Number two best budget app was Daily Workout Fitness Trainer. That's more of a workout app, not like caloric.
So it's pretty much helping you get
helping
some
you design
ideas,
workouts, giving you ideas,
so bored.
Stuff like that. So that's why I like Sworkit. So check that one out. It's kind of a weird name, Sworkit.
Sworkit. It sounds a little bit more advanced, but I like the fact that it's taking so some people will go to a gym, do a badass chest workout, leg workout, shoulder, whatever.
Right.
And then of course you never get your credit for that because people will take that video and go. At least with that, it says, hey, Big Dave, blah, blah, blah.
Big Dave that, you know, so-and-so put this out there. Check
and it gives
out.
You a cool ass credit.
And you know, it can show you reviews and all that kind of stuff on people, what they liked about the workout. So it's kind of like your own little platform to add them. Like I said, they may not add all of them,
but at least
you have that access to do it.
Evan's
so I like
different.
That idea. I like
I love
that, one.
That idea.
So what was yours?
My number two is the 30-day fitness home workout app. I think this was a huge thing for a lot of moms. It seemed like a lot of women downloaded this one app, especially when COVID had started. There are some in-app purchases for the basic. It's it's $4.99, and it never really goes anything over $10 for the year or the month.
So it's
which
very
is
affordable.
Neat. Yeah, it's super affordable.
Because some of these can get out of hand.
Oh, no. Some of them, I'm like, first of all, am I going to pay attention to that app?
Yeah, exactly.
And I need an app. Like, I love MyFitnessPal because I never forget, and I put it on my first home screen. But this one I actually like because if I don't make it to the gym, I can do a quick 15-minute workout and be out of breath on the floor in my bedroom. But pretty much it's workout at home, suited for pretty much anybody. The 30-day fitness challenge is designed by a professional fitness coach, and it's proven to help improve your fitness, your health, and overall in the first 30 days, you can tone your arms, you can flatten that tummy, because God knows I have one fufa left.
I'm with you.
So I need to get it right.
I got my party ball going.
Party ball. You can get the peach round at the bottom. We're talking about them buns. And if you're looking forward to getting your beach body going, this is a great app for you as well. And it can help you sculpt your abs and overall lose weight. So pretty much on your own schedule, you create what you want and it holds you accountable. And I think this is a great app. So that would be my number two app for the iPhone.
Well, I did my MyFitnessPal for my number two. So I'm going to say
MyFitnessPal is awesome.
With your number three.
MyFitnessPal was awesome. MyPlate. I started to use MyPlate.
Oh, okay.
And I thought that, do you have MyPlate on your list?
I don't, but I've heard it. Okay. I know of it, but I don't know a lot about it.
MyPlate is just super, super simple. It's easy to get your foods in, but it's just funny because I started out with MyPlate and I actually fell in love with MyFitnessPal instead.
Okay.
But MyPlate is a pretty easy app to track your daily foods and goals in real time. You get badges along the way, which is really, really cool. It is an easy to use app for any phone, Android, iPhone, or whatever you have. And it pretty much like praises you and gives you positive changes and positive praise. They also have ways to split it up into different sections when it comes to fruits and vegetables, grains, proteins, and dairy, like ideas to put that together. And then they do have like a little fitness, like a little club on there where you can go and get and share ideas when it comes to food.
Because
you get bored sometimes. You know what I mean? Sometimes you're tired of potatoes and dry ass rice.
Or some of the workouts or the diets are just kind of rudimentary and you're just like, okay, I need some help because I know I'm not the only one feeling this.
No, not at all. So for me, it was always a toss. And I know, like you said, there's so many different apps.
There are
when it came
so
to,
many.
So many, but you got to find what works for you. Like, but for me, it's either between MyPlate and my fitness app that I go back and forth, but I like MyPlate because the recipes are super simple.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
kind of goes back to when we were talking about Parrish's stuff, you know, the five ingredient meals. Simple stuff.
Oh, Bobby Parrish. Yeah. We had him on last
week.
Shout out
to Bobby Parrish out right now. So literally it goes back to his stuff, the five ingredient meals.
Yes.
How can you screw
I ordered
that up?
The book too.
I mean, oh yeah.
I did. Because I'm like, you know what? Not for nothing. I'm the kind of person that, and I think that's why these apps are so important. And Dave and I were just talking about it before we jumped on today. It's like, I like to prep my food because as I'm prepping, I'm so proud of the fact that I'm putting together what's going to go in my food, my body that week. Mm-hmm. I know what I'm putting into my body and it makes me feel really, really good.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And so with Bobby's book and what I've seen so far, the reviews are incredible. Amazon has great reviews on him, so I'm
Everybody
excited.
Knows who he is.
Everybody.
It's funny because
a lot of our friends did too.
What's funny is when we got done doing that show, I got a text from M's mom.
Yeah.
Shout out to my mama, Miss Laura.
Yes.
Love you to death. They are huge Bobby Parrish followers on YouTube. And Kelsey, my sister-in-law, which I love to death. Shout out to Kels. Literally follow him and watch his videos
with Rose,
and they didn't even know that we were having him on. So when I told them to listen to it, they're like, oh my God, we listen to him. We love him.
Oh, Bobby's
awesome.
We follow
him and his daughter.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because I'm like, they're like, oh my God, you had him on the show.
Yes.
It just goes to show you, see, we are top of the line here.
We are top of the line.
At KSL 75, okay. At Big D's Power Half Hour.
Woo, Odyssey.
So,
that's
yeah,
right.
So literally, it was so cool that they knew exactly who it was.
Yeah.
And they're like, we love him.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kelsey does a lot of her prep because she does the triathlons and all that kind of stuff.
That's
and
awesome.
She said that his cookbook is amazing.
It's incredible.
Like, it's so simple, but the food is good.
Yeah.
And just like you said, just to touch base on that.
Yeah.
You got to know what you're putting in your body.
I love that.
And I think that was one thing I really loved about Bobby was that he didn't push it. And he was like, look, these are affordable things. And they're comparable to what you're buying in the store.
Right.
But completely different how your body responds to it and utilizes it.
And it's incredible because when we spoke to him last week, you guys got to take a listen to, I think it was episode 48.
Yeah, it was last week's.
But even when we went out to Turks, he packed the bag of his own food.
Yeah,
so just
remember
imagine,
he said that he brought everything with him.
Yeah, so just imagine doing, you know, your meal plan or Josh and Allison's meal plan.
Right.
And then implementing Bobby's cookbook and those five ingredients.
Yep.
Listen. You're going to be walking ass naked down the street.
Yeah, for sure.
I know I am.
You're going to feel good about yourself. I mean, you can do that now, babe. You know that. But in all honesty, the biggest thing is just like you said.
Yeah.
It is knowing what's going in your body.
Absolutely.
And the biggest thing is a lot of your prep places, like MyFitFoods, shout out to MyFitFoods, and you know, places like that, they're very diligent about what they do utilize.
Yeah,
so
they
don't
do.
Be scared
yeah.
of that and ask questions. Mm-hmm. Those guys there are so good about helping, knowing exactly what they're putting in their,
yeah.
their
knowing
their
what
food.
You can't have.
And yeah, they'll steer you in the right direction and they have plans that they can put you on as well.
They're so,
so
good.
You know, Mario and those guys do an amazing job putting that together. But, you know, again, the cheapest way is going to be prepping yourself.
I love
it. You know, going to Costco, going to like a big place and getting bulk food and prepping.
And prepping
and just
it.
Getting a cookbook and just doing it, starting.
Well, that's what Bobby was saying last week, you know, and you guys really got to take a second to just check out the podcast. It was 20 minutes long. But the certain oils that you put in, so just imagine like what Dave and I are talking about. Of course, it all goes into your fitness apps, but you prepping your food, you put in healthier oils that are better for your body. And then you're, when I first started tracking, I was like, this is so annoying.
Right.
This is taking up
well,
5 minutes
off,
of my life.
You're like, I'm not doing
annoying.
This. I'm not
but
doing
then
this.
When I said, you know what? I'm always taking care of other people. What if I took a moment to give myself that time? So that's why I take 2 hours on a Sunday to meal prep my food. That's why I take a moment at the end of the night and track all my food. And I want to be, you know, pendiente was how you said it in English. I want to pay attention, I guess, to exactly
what you're doing.
Because if you don't take care of you, then everybody around you is not going to be good.
And not only that, I think the biggest thing is that I notice with what I do, being in the gym and having consults and talking to people, not only in and out of the clinic and
so
all that kind of stuff.
So many different people.
You know, the biggest thing is the accountability.
Yeah.
And I tell everyone, and you guys have heard me say this
all
the time, Tosh and I speak about it. It's not what you're doing in the gym.
Yeah.
It's the other 22 hours outside the gym.
Oh, yeah.
And let me tell you guys, I know it's hard. I still struggle with it to this day. And this is what I do for a business and profession. But if you start by just doing small meals, 1 or 2 days in a row.
That's it.
That's all it takes. And then you get a system down. And if you're married or you have a girlfriend or boyfriend or spouse or whatever, kids, try and implement them in with it. Because when they're separate, it's hard to make two separate meals.
It is.
But if you create different stuff and get their input and use the cookbook like Bobby's and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You can make stuff that everyone's going to enjoy.
That's
and then it's a lot easier
especially,
for that support.
And if you have kids, like my youngest, he's like, what's that?
Right.
But once you start letting the kids, like Rose did, you know, Bobby did with Rose.
Uh-huh.
Once you start letting your kids get hands-on and start cooking together, you'll be amazed that your kids want to taste what they're touching.
Not only that, if the kid likes it, you're probably going to like it too. Because I know I eat like
it.
A child.
Yes.
Yeah. I go to McDonald's, get my kid's meal. Trust me, guys. I'm not.
There's no, that damn kid's meal looks ridiculous.
I don't know what the toy is.
It looks
week.
Like a phone in your hand.
I don't know
like
what the toy is this week.
Don't give Big Dave the damn toy at Mickey
D's. I usually
give
the toy to the dog, you know, unless it's the Travis Scott toy, and then I'm keeping it and selling it online.
So but, Dave not only covered like the top fitness apps, because there's a lot of them, but these were our tops.
Hundreds of thousands of them. When we started doing the research for them.
I was like, this is so much.
I knew kind of what I wanted to look for. But and I knew we were going to do MyFitnessPal because that's a staple.
I love that
and,
one.
And you know, shout out to them. They've done an amazing job. And they have just to kind of again, you know, piggyback what you said.
MyFitnessPal.
There are so many different platforms now. They have workouts in their platform because I remember when the database first came out,
it was
and
dry.
You could literally type in like Benihana Sushi. And there would be the Benihana sushi up there. And it's
but
like,
that's incredible
who the hell
to
put
me.
That in there? This
somebody
is awesome.
That was thinking
Arby's
about eating
sandwich
out.
Sandwich and curly fries.
Yes.
You know, granted, yeah, you probably shouldn't eat it. Give yourself the reward if you have a cheat meal. But it's in there. And it gives you that, okay, well, if I went to Arby's for lunch today or I went to Tokyo Joe's today and saw what was in it, I know what I could have later in the day.
Yeah.
Because that caloric intake,
yeah.
what you're expending and what yeah. you still have left is huge.
It
and that
breaks
kind of,
it down.
That kind of goes with the Weight Watcher. So just to yeah. kind of piggyback what we said earlier with the Noom being my number one.
Yeah.
The Noom and the Weight Watchers are very similar.
Okay.
One of the big differences is the Weight Watchers use a point system, which you've probably heard before.
Right.
That you're allotted, like, let's say Tosh is allotted 20 points for the day.
Okay.
A piece of avocado toast, maybe 3. Okay. And then like a salad with like some shrimp, you know, 6 or 8 ounce salad with like 4 shrimp, maybe like 6.
Yeah.
So like if you go to dinner, you have maybe 8 to 10 points allotted to you.
So it's neat because it kind of gives you money
it
you got to play with your
it
money
does.
Every
and
day.
You have to make sure that you allocate that money or those
yeah.
points for the day.
That's
now, granted,
awesome.
It does take a little time to get used to.
Of course.
But once you get used to it, and they have a huge database in there as well of what is what because people are added to it.
That's
daily.
Incredible, yeah.
But Noom uses a color coding system, which a lot of people like a little bit better because it's a little bit more simplistic.
Uh-huh.
So they both use a lot of the same systems and measures, but that's the big difference. Weight Watchers is definitely a little
bit
cheaper,
cool.
but that's kind of like the difference, just to kind of piggyback what you were
yeah.
saying with the easiness. Again, I think MyFitnessPal probably for the simplicity.
For me, I have to say MyFitnessPal.
But
I think that's
so
neat.
Too.
So just research those three and check
cheapest.
Them out for yourself.
And
yeah,
cheapest.
And the cheapest. But yeah. I think, like I said, MyFitnessPal, I've had it for since December. It's been free ever since. I don't have any in-app
right.
purchases.
Right.
And by any chance, because I know some of our listeners like, well, just in case I do have a subscription, how do I cancel that? Go to your settings and go to your subscriptions
and
you
yeah.
can stop it immediately
yeah.
right there. Super easy, super simple. But with anything, you know, whether it's you walking and changing your life or you stopping yourself from cursing, you got to take it day by day.
That's me.
Okay.
I am doing my best to stop cursing. Shout out to my wife for helping me with this. She literally, we have like this word now. It used to be a look.
And
that
get
I
a
just,
jar with dollars.
Oh, God. I'm just going to put $1,000 in it right
Jesus.
Off the gate. But seriously, I'm trying to stop my cursing and come up with other words like fire truck and shyster.
Oh,
and,
fudge.
And yeah, fudge. Yeah. But there, I don't know. Maybe people out there can email us and tell us their thoughts on this. And this is, I think, a fun topic. Is there any words that sometimes do give, you know, suffice for
I'm,
certain
I
curse
said
words?
I saying sugar,
I mean,
honey, iced tea. I say sugar. Like,
what?
Sugar, honey, iced tea is shit. Like,
okay.
So instead of saying that,
right.
instead of saying
I've
the F
saying
word, I say fudge.
I've been saying fire truck. And I do
That's
say
long.
Fudge. And it's funny because
what the fudge?
Yeah, but fudge and like,
eh.
Fuh.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's the same in the beginning, so I'm catching myself, but I am really trying. So shout out to my wife for criticizing me in a good way to be a better person and not curse as much.
And that's M is amazing for that. But my point with that was like with anything, when you're trying to change, you have to take it day by day. You have to stay consistent. And if you want to take care of yourself better, when it comes to these apps, be patient. Take it day by day.
Tosh hit the nail on the head, you guys.
You know?
You got to be diligent to take advantage of doing something for yourself.
Yep.
And, you know, let me tell you something. The biggest reason why people fail in the gym and people fail on diets is because they don't give themselves enough credit for trying and starting.
Yeah.
Every day, well, I'm going to start tomorrow. I'm going to start on Monday. I'm going to start next week. Just start.
Just no matter if it's a Tuesday.
Even if you ate one good meal.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I always tell my clients, I'd rather see you eat 3 crappy meals than one good meal.
Yeah.
Okay? Because the caloric intake that you need to sustain body fat loss and muscle build and recovery, you need those calories or you're going to start to store.
Yeah.
And so therefore, you know, just start with breakfast and lunch and dinner.
Just start.
And majority of the people I talk to, and I'm sure you'll probably agree with this, they don't eat breakfast.
No.
They get a coffee or they
get
a...
Some people fast from nighttime
till...
And that's okay.
Which is fine, but you still have to have that caloric intake.
Right.
And like I said, people, the best way to start is say, okay,
just to get
tomorrow
started.
I'm going to eat breakfast and lunch.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to eat lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
Okay. And push yourself to do it. Whether it's good food, bad food, just do it. And then start breaking it down and take it step by step.
Yeah.
Don't overload and say, oh, on Monday, I'm going to start this app and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And I'm gonna
meal prep. Don't just
do
take
not.
It day by
One
day.
One thing at a time.
Yeah.
Start walking if you're just getting into the gym again or coming back from an injury and then go into the gym.
It's like if you're in depression, because I don't know if a lot of our listeners have dealt with depression like me. Sometimes I don't want to do my hair. I don't want to get out of bed. I'm not even going to lie. I don't want to wash or even brush my teeth. You got to take it step by step.
Right.
So if I brush my teeth today, maybe in an hour or two, I'll do my hair.
Yeah.
Take that by
shower. Step.
Don't put too much. Don't promise yourself too much. Don't say, I'm going to do A, B, and C. Just say, you know what? I'm going to do this.
And not only that.
That's it.
When you take it step by step, like Tosh said, you're not letting yourself down.
No, you're not.
You know, like I said, there's going to be days that you're like, the hell with it. I'm not hungry.
Right.
I'm not going to eat anymore.
You don't feel like chewing.
And I get it. Trust me. I got to eat a certain amount of calories. I get it.
Yeah.
Or you just don't feel like training.
Yeah.
But you have to push yourself to do it.
You got to do
it. And give yourself
it.
A reward. Like
hell
I said before,
yeah.
in other shows we've stated and talked about, basically put that suit on, girls, that doesn't fit right.
Me.
And give yourself and look in the mirror, take a picture and say, you know what? This is my goal. I am going to literally fit in this suit, and when I do, I'm taking myself on a vacation or treating myself to something.
No, you know what's funny is in my room I have a dress, mm-hmm. and then I have a bathing suit that's a size too small.
There you go.
So I put it on before I went to Turks a few weeks ago, and let me tell you, Turks got all this cellulite, all this squish, and I was on that beach, ass out, happy ladies.
I saw some of the pics that Tosh sent to us, and she looked bomb.
And
so
I love you, you're my brother,
you.
But I'm gonna just tell you this: embrace yourself.
Yes.
No matter how big, how tall,
doesn't
no matter what it is, you are gorgeous.
That's right.
Just get started and don't put too much on
and
yourself.
Don't listen to anybody
period.
Else.
No,
do
don't listen
you.
To nobody
do
else.
You.
And
do
stay
you.
Off of Instagram and stop comparing yourself to other people because you're damn awesome, okay?
That's right.
All right. That's all I got this week.
That's all I got.
That's all you got.
But it's so good to see you.
It's good to see you too.
Miss my girl.
I love you guys. We love you guys. And tune in because next week's going to be an amazing show too.
Thank you, everybody. Let us know what you want to hear and what you want to talk about. And we got you guys.
Follow Big Dave's Power Half Hour on social media. At Big Dave's Power Half Hour. Join us next week for another episode dedicated to getting you healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. It's Big Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha Makia.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.